Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Saturday, October the 31st, 2015, Hallows Eve, 2015, and the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we've got another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time visiting, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we want to finally lay down. I was going to start it tonight at 7, and I was thinking about it's Hallows Eve, and a lot of people who were signed up for the series was not able to participate in the live broadcast tonight at 7 p.m., so I'm going to move it back one day to tomorrow night. We will kick everything off on November the 1st, which is actually fitting, the beginning of a new month. So we'll start the series off on November the 1st. So what we're talking about today is I need you to understand what we're going to be discussing in this series, because this is a 15-hour audio series, and for the first time I'm going to include a book or a workbook at the conclusion of the series. Every person who purchased the series for $100 simply go to the website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says donation to make that $100 donation. So everybody that participates in the series is going to get the audio book. In this book, I'm going to reveal the secrets of the metaphysics of nuclear physics, or nucleus, or the cellular. So we're going to be talking about, during this series, what happens to the human cell during the transformation process into new clay. So this series is about transforming yourself from the Christos to the Christos. It's plasma physics. Now, I need you to understand what this series is about. So in this series, we're talking about something that I have not heard taught didactically. Now, a lot of people talk about physics, and a lot of people talk about new clay and the things that we're going to be discussing in this series, especially the laws of thermodynamics and astrophysics and astrobiology as it contains or pertains to Christendom. Now, I've done the introduction all this week. We've been talking about this series all this week. And we laid down all of the obstacles to the series, the things that you need to do or need to understand. So inside of the book, again, the metaphysics of eternal life, in this book that everybody will be receiving a copy of at the conclusion of this series, this, my brothers and sisters, is only taught in the secret societies and only taught to the one percenters. So they already know this stuff. The problem is most believers have no idea how precious this atomic energy is that we call the human body. And so all matter is a microcosm, all matter is a micro of the macro. It is a composite of God. So God is, again, omniscient. He's all present, he's all knowing, and he's all powerful. Now, whatever label or limit that you use to put on that God, I say Yahuwah, you may say Yahweh, you may say Buddha, you may say Muhammad, I could really care less what you say. Now, those words, however, affect your DNA. So if you use the wrong label, you get the wrong limit. That's why the label is important. That's why you got to use the Yahuwah label or Yahushua's label. Because and all of the music, and all of the movies, they cast out demons, and it's all of the Catholic priest, and the Catholic priest always get chewed up at the end of the movie. Every movie, why do demons got more power than believers? When the Bible tells me that the Spirit of God that dwells in me, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So why is it in all of the movies the greatness is in the world, but it's not of God? Why do demons have more power than God? At least in the movies. And at least on this dimension, at least most people I know. Because the demons and God are the same. Now, what we're going to talk about is the property that separates the all-knowing, the all-powerful, and the all-present from, again, labels and limits. God has given you power to trample on snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by no means harm you, but it's in a mystery. As we talked about on yesterday's show, it's in a mystery. God only taught in parables. So do you know how to add a cubit to your magnificent, limitless potential? The Bible says, by worrying, you cannot add a cubit to your stature. It is the addition of under, over, and understanding how spiritual salving, remember the word salvation, is the salve that one applies. This salve salvages your DNA so that it results in a soul journey to through the distance of the fourth dimension to the fifth dimension, which results in salvation. And so if we don't understand this process, now do you need to know all of these steps and all of this stuff? No, not at all. But for people like me who want to understand, because I'm a teacher, I got to teach it, I cannot teach anything that I don't understand. So I've got to understand how is nature that is composed of the same substances that all of the atoms and all of the stars, every stone, fire, water, tree, sand, rock, everything, every element on the periodic table is made up of the same elements. All magnetism, all electricity, all women, all men, everything possesses the same properties. On the pin, on the tip of a needle, there are millions and millions and millions and millions of atoms. You are made up of atoms. You are made up of trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of trillions of atoms. One atom has the potential. One atom has the, what is a nuclear bomb? What is a nucleus bomb? What is the difference between the nuclear and nucleus inside of your cell? There is no difference. They're the same. So if you split an atom, what happens? Kaboom. Unlimited energy. And so if we don't understand, my brothers and sisters, the Bible says that we have this treasure hidden. It's hidden. Where is it hidden? In earthen vessels. Christ in you. The hope of glory. The glory. The what ray glows? Nuclear. As I've done the series on the metaphysics of new clay. That's what you are, brother. But how do we get this new clay? It is plasma physics. It is the new fifth element that nobody talks about. And so in this series, we are going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the elements that represents or that brings about plasma physics that is also called, again, eternal life. So it is the laws of physics that Nikola Tesla over under in the sphere that some people call Vega, which we're going to be breaking that down too. And when we talk about plasma physics, it is the understanding that plasma is the fifth element. And so nuclear fusion and the fusion of nucleus. So notice the word fusion. Plasma comes from a Greek. It's a Greek word that means anything formed. So there are four fundamental states of matter. But plasma is the fifth state of matter. And if we don't understand how plasma physics work, then we don't really understand how the universe works. Now, my brothers and my sisters, this is really, really, really important. During this series, some of the information that I am going to be sharing is going to be totally contrary to your molecular bonds. The electrical conductivity, the charge that carries the plasma electrically through your body, is called the electromagnetic bond inside of your electromagnetic field, because you are a single standing column of waveform duality called energy. So you are a biological, electrical. You are an electrical conduit. You, brother, you, sister, are the Ark of the Covenant. You don't go get one, you are it. And so there is a charge that carries plasma electrically that animates your chemistry that you call carbon. So plasma does not have no shape. It does not have no volume. It's all knowing, it's all powerful, it's all present. And it is the understanding of these electrical sparks that animates the phenomenon that you call light. And if we don't wrap our brain around the physics of ordinary matter inside of this universe that uses plasma physics to animate dark matter or 666, then we cannot understand stars or nuclear fusion. And then we are, instead of having nuclear fusion, we have confusion. This confusion is what most people have today. And so I am embarking upon the journey to remove this confusion and replace it with nuclear fusion. But it's not N-U-C-L-E-R, it's N-U-C-L-E-U-S. It is the nucleus. Jesus Christ came on a cellular rescue mission. He is here to regenerate you. It's called regeneration. That's why Noah was the only one spared during the flood because he was perfect in his generation, his genes. And so Yahushua is here on a DNA rescue mission because your DNA swirls. Your double helix is a ladder that is twisted. Now the ladder must be straight. You are a light beam, but you're bent. The definition of the word hue means bent. So you are a bent light beam, and you should be a straight light beam. During this physics, or during this 15-hour audio series, at the conclusion of this 15 hours, every member will receive the 15-hour broadcast so you can listen to it at the convenience in your home. And you will receive, again, the 200-page book or workbook to accompany this series. Only the paying members will receive this. This book has never been published because in this book is the metaphysics of, again, plasma physics or the new clay, which you are according to Ephesians chapter 2. We don't know what we shall be, but we shall be like him. That's what the Bible says. So when Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters, underover and understands this, it's so important. Because when you can wrap your brain around this, this transforms you to a whole dimension. Because the Bible says that flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And so the flesh and blood must be transformed. Be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. And most people don't have the mental capacity because of the 10 things that we have already discussed that prohibits you from moving forward. Number one, well, I think it was number three, actually, your current bullshit that you have. Your current belief system is stopping you from moving forward. You can't get out of the box because you're scared. Show me any man that is afraid. I will show you a man destined for defeat. Plasma physics is the underover to understand. You mean to tell me that you serve a God and you are scared? What are you afraid of? 99.9% of people I know are walking and living in fear, and they are card-carrying believers. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So you mean to tell me you are afraid because you don't have an answer for what you believe in? You show me, send me any so-called Christian from any planet, I will blow holes in their theology because they have not studied to show themselves approved as a God, not men. That's why they're scared. People don't listen to me. They don't listen to my show. They can't afford to. Why? It blows holes in their theology. Christians can't talk to me. They refuse to talk to me. Christians cannot talk to me. They do not have the intellectual capacity because they are not connected to the source. Therefore, they are dumbed down entities. Only somebody connected to the source has the ability to connect and engage in an intellectual diatribe. Or to connect on a spiritual level, to transform. Where do you think I get this information from? I get it from the source because I'm an electrical capacitor. I am the Ark of the Covenant because I crucify my flesh. It is not I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. So I can't take credit for none of this stuff. I am no guru. I am the least of the greatest. I'm a doormat in the kingdom, but at least I'm in the kingdom. I'd rather be a janitor in the kingdom instead of a prince outside of the kingdom. The kingdom of God is within, brothers. The kingdom of God is within, sisters, and it's time for us to understand how the kingdom of God works. Because there's too many people walking around scared. What are you afraid of? You're afraid that you might actually learn something that's going to help you? I've been studying this for a long, long time, brothers and sisters. A long time. More than most people have been on the planet. And let me be crystal clear on something. I may not know everything, but the one thing I do not know, one thing that I do know, is I don't do shiznits in fear. I don't do fear. I'm sorry, I can't. I refuse to live 1 second of my life in fear. I take all comers. I don't care how tall you are. I don't care how big you are. I'm not talking about physical. I don't engage in no physical confrontation. This is spiritual. You are in a spiritual war, brothers. You are in a spiritual war, sisters. And if you don't understand this, you will be defeated before you even show up. What I'm doing to share with you, brothers and sisters, is the understanding of wealth, health, and wisdom. It is the power for life. It is the ability to transform yourself. Everything that we've been taught is a lie. Everything that I've been taught, let me rephrase that, everything that I was taught, and I've been taught a lot of stuff. I've read a lot of books. So right now you have the opportunity to engage upon something that's going to transform your life forever, pertaining to the laws of the nucleus or the molecular structure by which the entire universe is structured. So their belief in life is building a series is going to be destroyed. Everything you know that health about health is going to be destroyed. Everything that you know about sex is going to be destroyed. Everything you know about having an orgasm is going to be destroyed. Everything that you know, because the orgasm has replaced the organism. Everything that you know about love is going to be destroyed. Sex, marriage, going to be destroyed. Sound, light, immortality, frequencies, waves, vibration, mythology, world's religions, nuclear physics, thermodynamics, astrophysics, astrobiology, astrochemistry, the power of the mind, the power of healing, the power of love. All of this is going to be revealed in the next 15 hours. This is priceless. No amount of money. There is no amount of money on earth that one could give me in exchange for this information that I'm about to share. No amount of money. So this immediately $100 is a drop in the bucket. I don't care what you have to do. You need to make sure that you are on this series, because this is a breakthrough to restore you back to your source. This information is going to restructure your RNA and your DNA to its original state of perfection. Because what we're going to add is we're going to add what the Bible talks about, and I'm going to prove it to you beyond a shadow of a doubt in the book of Revelation. Because in order to get from the fourth dimension, again, this is frequency. We're in a frequency war. We have to go because, again, this fifth dimension, there is no wars, or there is no crime, there's no poverty, there is no lack, there's no greed, there's no anger, there is no adultery, there's no hunger, there's no currency, there's no rich or poor, there's no enslavement, there's no sickness, there's no aging, and guess what? There's no death. So in the fifth dimension, again, no mortal being can sustain a mortal body, because flesh and blood cannot enter in to the fifth dimension. And so we got to understand that at the twinkling of an eye, at the last sound, at the last trump, the dead fourth dimension shall be, boom, transformed to the fifth dimension. And so this, my brothers and sisters, what some people may call nuclear fusion. So we're going to go from a state of confusion to a state of nuclear, clear. It's going to be, instead of N-U-C-L-E-A-R, nuclear, it's going to be N-E-W, new, C-L-E-A-R, clear. You're going to have clarity. No more fusion. This is called, some people call it spontaneous combustion. The Bible says be transfigured. You're going to be transfigured like Jesus did on the Mount of Olives. And your RNA and your DNA is going to be regened. It's going to be regenerated to a unique, instead of having organisms or orgasms, now you're going to be an organism. So you're going to exchange orgasms for an organism that is permanent, unlike your parent, unlike your physical body, unlike any physical physicality on this dimension. We're going to a new dimension of pure love. It is priceless. It is supreme. It is the universal Christ consciousness, and we are going to be a part of the Messianic administration, the Morning Star administration, my brothers, the Morning Star administration, my sisters. You are going to be an immortal instead of mortal. You are going to oscillate and vibrate because you're being reconnected. How to connect with the source, the creator, the spirit of God, the crystal clear, nuclear. It's the nuclear fusion. It's going to be mammocon fusion. It's going to be nuclear. It's going to be nuclear fusion. This, my brothers and sisters, is what the Sanskrit word Christos was trying to tell us way back during the Vedic or the Vedic area. And it was the V-E-D-A-S, the Vedas understood this because there is space, and they taught this many, many years ago in Hinduism. And they were really close. So the Vedas, the word Veda is a Vedas, a Vedas, whatever you want to call it, is a Sanskrit word that means knowledge. It means large body of knowledge. And this Sanskrit word, again, where all of the Hindu scriptures come from, means knowledge. This is the ancient Indian Sanskrit. And Sanskrit is one of the oldest words, teachings on the planet. So this word Hinduism, again, means not of man. It means superhuman. It means authorless. So, again, the Hindu scriptures call the, what is it called in Hindu? I forgot the word, Sarita, something like that. It's a Hindu word that gives us the English word Brahma, B-R-A-H-M-A, where we get the Christian word Abraham. So Abraham comes from the Hindu as part of the Sanskrit because the Hindu god of creation is called Brahma. What did Abraham father worship before he was pulled out of Ur? And so this goes all the way back, brothers and sisters. So Abraham came from, again, this understanding of the ancient Vedic scriptures that became into, again, what we call Christendom. So if you trace it all the way back, it all comes from the same source. You are. Because everything came out of the Sumerian text. But when we look at the spiritual concept of the of what they call the Brahman, it is a understanding of the Sanskrit. One thing about the Sanskrit text that's different from all the other texts in the Bhagavad Vedas, it's the ancient Hindu scripts, or the ancient Hindu Bible. But in that, it has a lot of physics. And one thing I noticed is all of the great minds, Teslas and, the Einsteins, they all studied the ancient Vedas, and they all studied the Hindu scriptures. And they all knew the Hindu scriptures. They all knew the Hinduism. So it was something about the Hinduism scripts, scriptures, along with the Egyptian Book of the Dead and the Samaritan text and the I Ching from the Chinese text that was not included inside of the English text, what we call the Helios Biblios. And it was during this study of the ancient Vedas that I came across some very shocking information. And in this shocking information, I understand the creation story. And in this creation story lies a central theme that runs through all religions, every religion on the planet. And so Hinduism teaches and contains spiritual knowledge that basically covers all aspects of life, but there's a big part of it that deals with physics and the structure of all of the universe. And so we have to go past that. Again, all of this comes from the little G's. That's why we got all these denominationalism. And denominationalism is demon nation, a demonstration. So when we look at the word denomination, it's the word die, man, Asian. So in order to kill a man, you got to divide him into denominations. Die, man, nations. Die, man. So if you want to die, become a part of some denomination. Jesus came that you may have life, and life more abundantly, not to be a part of a die, man, nation. You want to die, man? Do you want to die, man? If you want to die, join a denomination. This series, my brothers and sisters, like all series, again, I do have payment plans available. Go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation, make the $100 donation. If that's a stretch, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. masterteacher33.com@gmail.com so we can work out the payment plan for this 15-hour series and the 200-page workbook that accompanies this series that will be made available, that deals with the metaphysics of eternal life, where we're going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify, again, the secrets to nuclear physics, thermodynamics, astrobiology, astrophysics, and how this ties in, because you have to unlearn everything that you've learned. And the problem is the process of unlearning hurts because, again, it destroys the ego. You got an ego problem? I dare you, if you have an ego problem, to take everything that you believe, put it in a box, and throw it away. What happens to your ego when you do that? You know what your ego is? Your ego fights to maintain the current belief system. It fights. Because when you say you're going to get rid of your belief system, your bullshit system, your ego is going to say, well, okay, then, what do you believe in? Because your ego is your belief system. When you kill your belief system, you kill your ego. And when you don't have a belief system, brothers and sisters, you're in a dangerous place because now you have no identity. Your belief system is your identity. If I walk up to you and tell you, who are you, you're going to tell me what you believe. No, that's not who you are. That's what you believe. But throw away your beliefs and tell me, what do you know? What do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt? What do you know, not what you believe? And so I'm not a believer. I'm a knower. Everything I teach, I know. I don't believe. I don't believe in God. I know God. I don't believe in immortality. I know immortality. I don't believe in Jesus Christ. I know Yahushua. I don't believe and follow Constantine's Messiah because I know the Council of Nicaea took place. And if you don't know, don't tell me what you believe. Tell me what you know. What do you know? What are you willing to put your life on? These secrets come directly from the omnipresent. It comes directly from the omniscient. And it comes directly from the omnipotent Father of Father. This is the universal Christ consciousness. This is the mind of God. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. This knowledge is not associated with any religion, no church, no denomination or denomination. All questions have answers. All questions. There are no questions. You got a question, I got an answer. Because the source of all questions, the answers to all questions is not contained on this dimension. Let me say it again. The answers to every question that you have is not on this dimension. Let me say that one more time. The answers to all your questions are not on this dimension. What is this called? Quantum computing. You know that there's quantum computers? There's quantum computers out now? What is a quantum computer? How do they work? You want to blow your cookies? We're going to break down quantum physics, which is the physics of the quantum. Now, again, this series is going to be very challenging because it's going to destroy your belief system. You're going to be very angry at me because in physics, a quantum, quantums come from the word quanta. It is any physical entity that deals with what is called a quantized So it is a quartanization. So quarta is the under open understanding that something is behind the fundamental notion of physical property. A photon is a single quanta. And so what we are looking at is what is called light quanta. So light quanta is what it says in James chapter 3. There is a wisdom that does not come from below. It comes from above. If your wisdom does not come from above, you don't have quanta. You got worldly knowledge. I don't do that. I don't deal with worldly knowledge. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt. So we got to tap into quantum physics. We got to tap into quanta. We got to go to another dimension. We got to go to the Father. I just posted on my Facebook page 2 days ago that physics, science has finally proven that music exists in the fifth dimension only. It exists in another dimension where human beings can't go. God is the maestro. He's the maestro. He is the superconductor of little conductors. That's what you are. You are a semiconductor. You are a conductor of electromagnetic radiation. So a photon is a single quanta of visible light. So you are a light quanta. Now the supreme quanta, we must go to him or her. That, my brother, is quantum mechanics. So quanta comes from the Latin word quantus, which means how much, quanta. So we are going to the first law of physics. We're going to break down the quanta of light. And we're going to tap into not only from the physics side, we're going to contact this from the spiritual side. And then we're going to use the biblical side, and I'm going to destroy everything that you believe in. Not me, but the quanta. That's God. Unlimited, all-knowing, all-powerful, destroys mortal physics and mortal spirituality, and he replaces it with an immortality. So we are going to break down the incorruptible seed, and we're going to replace the corruptible seed with the incorruptible seed. This is the life of Christos that's found only in the Christos of Christ. This appears, my brothers and sisters, and this replaces all of fear. 1 Corinthians 15:51 says, behold, I will tell you a mystery. You shall not all die, and we shall not all be changed, or we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, at the last sound, the dead in Christ shall arise incorruptible, and we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Incorruptible. Take off your corruptibility and put on incorruptibility. That is what we're going to be discussing in this series, brothers and sisters. That's what's going to be included in the metaphysics of eternal life and abundant life. We're going to destroy the myths. We're going to destroy world religions. And we're going to destroy all of the little G's and replace them with the one big G who's all-knowing, who's all-powerful, who's all-present. This, my brothers and sisters, is only taught at the higher levels. It is my prayer. You don't have to be on the live sessions. Everything is being recorded. At the conclusion of every series of each 1 hour show, I will email you the download so you can listen to it. At the conclusion of the entire 15 hours, you will receive the 15-hour audio download along with a 200-page workbook to follow along in the series as we go through one of the most shocking studies that you will ever read. And we are going to destroy all of the sacred cows and replace them with the things that everybody on earth should know. Everyone on earth should know this. Because true believers, whether they are men or women, because again, in heaven, there is no giving or receiving in marriage. It has nothing to do with sex. As far as gender, because again, we're talking about spirituality. It is very important, my brothers and sisters, that you really, really, really pray, because what I'm going to share in this series is very controversial. because it goes against everything that we've been taught. This is the secret to Luke 12:25. But which of you, by being anxious about it, about what? The kingdom of God. If you're anxious about life, which of you, being anxious, can add one single cubit? What is a cubit? A cubit is an atomic element. What, by worrying, can you add a cubit to your statue? What is your statue? Your spiritual body that's inside your physical body. Luke 12:25. Therefore, since worrying can't help, since operating in fear can't help, since walking around, you know, being scared of what the government's going to do or what's going to happen to you, since fear, doubt, and unbelief can't help, what do we do? What do we do? Why operate in fear? It doesn't do anything. It doesn't add one cubit to your statue. It doesn't change nothing. Therefore, if you are not able to do even the very little thing like this, like what? Add a cubit. Why are you so anxious or concerned about anything else? So we should not be concerned about nothing that's going on planet Earth. Because we, by being worried about something, we can't add cubits to our statue. So we need to add cubits to our statue. How do we do that? 12 strands. I've already talked about the 12 strands, the double helix inside of your DNA. And so we're going to break it down according to John chapter 11, verse 9. John 11, verse 9. And there are not 12 hours in a day when one must do the work. Or is there not 12 hours in a day when one must do the work? If a man walks in the daytime, he will not stumble, because he shall see the light of the world. But if a man walks in the night, he will stumble, because the light is not in him. Brothers and sisters, John 11:9. Turn it around. John 9:11. What happened on 9/11? The destruction of the Twin Towers took place on 9/11. That was a physical manifestation of the spiritual destruction of the Twin Towers, of the two towers, or the double helix inside of your DNA. John 11:9 says, why did it happen during the daytime? Because 9/11 was an indication of what John 11:9 says. Are there not 12 hours in a day? 12 astrological signs is what is called the solar lunar cycle. There are 12 biological strands of your RNA that's contained inside of the DNA of the human body. So when one must do the work, you must do the work when, brother? You must do the work when, sister? You must do the work while it is daytime. Because at night, no man can work. We got to break it down. They try to tell you on 9/11. But we cannot remember. Everything is in a mystery. God only taught. Jesus only spoke in parables in mystery, because it is for you to know. But for them it is not to know. Why? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10. Because they do not have a love of the truth, God will send them a strong delusion, so that that way they will believe a lie. What lie? That 9/11 was a terrorist attack. So if you don't have a latha, you're going to believe it. Do you believe 9/11 was a terrorist attack? You might want to read John 11:9. John 11:9. Brothers and sisters, go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. It is time to blow some cookies. It is time for us to be connected with our source. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Jehovah.